Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Junior Giants Speak, and this is a show for children, by children, and about children. I'm happy to have Junior Giants with me this morning, Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giants.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are here in this on this rainy Saturday in Atlanta. It's raining today, but it's still a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we're glad to be in it. I'm happy to be on the air with you this morning. We are a radio show for children. We're growing. We are have been now in existence this month, marked 2 years. And we're so happy that God has allowed us to continue to grow. We are still in our infancy stage, but we're learning more and more about how to work with the children and how to recruit the children. We are looking for additional junior giants. We were blessed with so many, and then they age out because the age of the junior giants is between the age of 7 and 12. And so we are looking for additional junior giants. The ones that I have, the ones that God has blessed me with, have been excellent young people. They're extremely intelligent. They're willing to try something different, and they're willing to kind of step out of the box. And so if you have children who are falling into those categories, we're just wanting to do something different, please feel free to contact us. You can reach us on the internet. Our website address is Junior Giants Speak. It's www.juniorgiantsspeak.com. Or you can send us an email at juniorgiantsspeak@yahoo.com. Or you can just call me. And that number is 678-516-5570. And so we are getting ready to get started this morning. Our topic this morning is In Search of Greatness. I have been watching the news, and I'm sure many people have, but I always think about what the future is going to bring. And when I think about what the future is going to bring, I have to look to the children, because the children, you've heard the song, are our future. But it's actually true. And the only way that we are going to have greatness or people of character or integrity in the future is to ensure that our children are children of greatness or children with integrity and character. So when I've been watching the news and watching different things that are on TV, I became concerned because I don't see a lot of greatness. I don't see people trying to be their best. And what I do see is in some ways degrading. It's disrespectful to females. It's a whole bunch of different things that aren't good. And so because the Junior Giants thrives on making sure that young people excel and that they understand how wonderful they really are, I wanted our children to take a look at what it is to be great. What does that mean? Who do you consider great? Now, if you look into our society, it's important that you see people that you believe have greatness and have good character, and so that you have something to look up to. I believe that God has placed greatness inside of each one of us, but what has to happen is that greatness has to be cultivated, or it has to be nurtured, or it's like a plant and it has to be watered. And so if that plant isn't watered properly, then the greatness that God has placed in us will not grow, and we will not become the great human beings that God has intended for us to be. But this morning, we are going to talk with our young people about what it means to be great and who they consider to be great. So I've asked each of the young people if they will give me a definition of what they think greatness is. And then I need to them to tell me people that they want, they think are great, because their opinions are very important. And it helps me to think when they tell me somebody that they think is important. And then I ask them to tell me about the greatness within themselves. As we get going today, we have a question of the day. And when we get to the question of the day, the question is going to be, what are the characteristics of greatness? And so if you're going to strive to be great, you've got to know what that is. And so when we come to that part of this show, that's going to be the question of the day. But we're going to get started this morning. I have some very nice Junior Giants with us this morning. And I'm going to start this morning, I believe, with Miss Dee Dee. Good morning, Dee Dee.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Why don't you let me know, tell me, just go ahead with your report.
Okay. Greatness to me means that you can do many great things that will help to change the world for the better.
Keep going.
The person in the past that I think was full of greatness was Martin Luther King Jr. He played a big role in stopping segregation, and he did it peacefully. He wouldn't give up until he saw it end. My present day person is my mom. She's full of greatness, too. She has always been there for me, and she always tries to help people when she can. She always has a smile for someone. All of my friends love her, and I do, too. What makes me great is my personality. I get along well with people. I have a lot of good friends. I have a few that I trust, and they trust me. That's what makes me great.
Okay. So you said, give me your definition again, Dee Dee.
Okay. Greatness to me means that you can do many great things, and you will use those things to help change the world for the better.
Okay, so tell me, with your greatness, and I agree that you're great, you have greatness in you, so how can you use your greatness to change the world for the better?
Well, this past week, no, this week, on Friday, one of my friends, that was his last day at school. He was one of the people who got bullied, but I would stand up for him. And on Friday, he was supposed to get in a fight. But at school, a lot of my friends who usually talk about him, they were tired of seeing him get bullied. So he stopped them from getting into a fight. And I guess that's my greatness.
That absolutely is. And because sometimes you have to have courage. You know, sometimes when greatness is in you, you have to not be afraid to step outside of the box to do what everybody else isn't doing. It's easy to, I'm going to do what everybody else does. That doesn't take any difficulty. That's not going to cause you any difficulty. But absolutely, because you gave him support. And if that was a way that we could treat each other on a regular basis, that absolutely would change the world. Sometimes we think it's going to be a big, huge thing that we're going to do to change the world. But sometimes it's just a random act of kindness to someone who doesn't usually get kindness. And that changes their world. And that's great. That's a great thing. Thank you, Dee Dee, for your report.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You keep being kind. Keep practicing those random acts of kindness. Kindness spreads, but you have to have courage to be kind, okay? And bullying being such a problem these days in the schools, if you can stand up for the person being bullied, then to me, that makes you almost a hero. And so good job. Good job.
Thank you.
We're moving on. Our show this morning is about greatness. It's entitled In Search of Greatness. And our young people this morning are looking at, they're giving us their definition of greatness, and they're looking at people past and present who they believe is great. Dee Dee said that she believes her mother is great, and I think that that's outstanding. When you can look at your parents and see greatness in them, it gives you something to work towards. And we're also asking them to tell us what's great about themselves. And so we're going to move on, and our next reporter this morning is going to be Simeon. How are you this morning, Simeon?
I'm good.
Good. How was your week?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? How's school going?
Good. I have all A's on my one B, and the rest of my grades are A's. That'd be in math for my report card, mid quarter.
Well, great job. That's a good job, Simeon. Good job. Well done. Are you having a lot of homework?
Not as much as last year.
Okay.
But our school, they're fast-tracking us, so I do sixth grade work.
Okay, and you're in what grade are you in?
Fifth.
All right. Well, good job, Simeon, on your report card. Well done. Why don't you tell us what your report? Give us your report.
Okay. Good morning. Today I'm going to talk to you about people who are great and what greatness is. My definition is of greatness is someone who conquers things, is honest, and sets good expectations. One person who I think is great is Abraham Lincoln. He helped free slaves. Without him, Sharon wouldn't have probably initiated this program. Another person who I think is great is my grandpa. He's a great leader and an even greater grandpa. He is the person I look up to. The reason why I think I am great is because I am honest and I can help people in need. Thank you. And this is Simeon Spain reporting to you.
I love it, Simeon. I have met your grandpa, and he is a great man. Tell me again why you think that he's great.
Because he's a leader and he's even a greater grandpa.
Okay.
And he's the person I look up to.
Okay. And why do you look up to him?
Because, well, I don't really know my dad, so my grandpa's the only person that I can really look up to.
Okay. And it's good to have someone in your family that you can look up to. It does, because that tells you that this is a great person and I can be great like this person. And so that's really good. Give me your definition again of greatness.
Someone who is honest, who conquers things and sets good expectations.
Someone who's honest?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and tell me the rest again.
Someone who sets good expectations and someone who conquers things that get in his way.
Okay, so tell me something, Simeon. As a great person, as a great individual yourself, how do you conquer things? Tell me something you have conquered.
Let's see. Well, first of all, I've conquered that I'm not fear the dark, because in the Bible it says Jesus is the light of my way.
Okay, I like that. Okay, and there are a lot of things in our lives that we may not think that we've conquered it, but if there was something hard for you to learn, and you went on and you learned it anyway, that's conquering something. Fear of the darkness, that's a good thing. If you can not fear the darkness, that's something that you conquered. I like that. Okay. Good job, Simeon.
Thank you.
And we're going to keep moving on, and we are talking with the Junior Giants this morning about In Search of Greatness. These are great young people, and I believe one day we're going to see these young people doing something great for God and for all humanity. They have good hearts, and they are not afraid. And for that, we just thank God, because it takes a lot of courage just to come on this radio show and have your voice go out all over the world. We have listeners in various areas, and we're being heard anywhere that you can get the internet. And so I'm grateful for these young people who have courage to do the things that I ask them to do. We're going to keep moving on, and we're going to go to Miss Amaya. Good morning, Amaya.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good. Okay. So how did your week go this week?
It did good.
It was a good week?
Can't look down.
Okay. And what grade are you in?
Fourth.
You're in the fourth grade. Okay. Do you like school?
Yes, it's my favorite thing to go.
I say that again?
That's my favorite place to go.
Okay, well, that's excellent. So you're a good learner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Go on with your report and tell us about greatness this morning.
Greatness means a person who has achieved importance or something that is impressive or striking. Greatness also means a person of exceptional talents or achievement. The person that I consider great is, from my past, is Martin Luther King Jr. I consider him great because now we have equal rights and segregation was over. He also won the Nobel Prize. He taught us how to be all that we can be. The person that I consider great from my present, my dad. I consider him because we have a lot in common, and he takes care of me when I need him. He also taught me how to be generous. I am great because I have strength to endure anything that comes my way. With Christ in my life, I can achieve and overcome my fears.
Okay. Now, Amaya, give me your definition of greatness.
Greatness means a person who has achieved importance or something that is impressive or striking. Greatness also means a person of exceptional talents or achievement.
Okay, so tell me how the things that you have achieved that are great.
I won an award at cheerleading.
Okay. So you're a cheerleader?
I was, but now I'm not because I moved.
Okay. All right. Have you won any other awards?
Not yet.
But, you know, it seems like I remember. Let me think. Seems like you had an award because of your grades last year. Is that right?
Yes.
Or you were the best student.
The honorable. The student of the month.
The student of the month. Okay. So those kind of achievements, that's great. That's the greatness in you shining out. And so keep doing the things that you're doing, because greatness is definitely in you. And you're very talented. And I don't want you to be afraid to try things, because it's only in trying things that you find out what it is that you're supposed to do with your life. So good job with your report.
Thank you.
We're going to move on, and we're going to do one more report from one of our reporters, and then we're going to get to our question of the day. And the question of the day is, what are the characteristics of greatness? And we're going to move on now to Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
You're great? I always like that response. And how was your week?
It felt like it went by slow, but I realized it actually went by fast.
Okay, so what were you doing this week that made it seem slow?
Well, we had tests. We had tests all week, like every single day. We had more than two tests, and everything was just crammed. My dad comes home late. Joshua and Jeremiah don't come home with my mom anymore. She has to come home first and do all this other stuff. So she's late to pick them up. And everyone just comes home late, and I'm stuck with my homework. I usually always have 3 to 5 papers of homework for each class.
Wow. Are you on the advanced track?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it seems like you had a very full week.
Hello?
I'm here. I said it just seems like you had a very full week. Okay. So we're going to move on. Can you go on and give us your report?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
My definition of great is someone who stands out, who's honored, and who's a leader, not a follower. Great is a strong word that can't be played around with, and that's my definition of greatness. The past person I think is great is Jesus, because he loved us unconditionally, and he died on the cross for us. Who would you know that would die on the cross for someone that you didn't even know? Or even when you acted bad or tormented him, would you really die on the cross for them? And present, who I think is great, is used to sharing, because you're always standing out. You never give up on us, and you love us. And the reason why I think I'm great is because we have potential that we don't know yet, but God has given us a gift that he has he has made for us that will come in handy in the future.
Okay. All right, so you really had my attention. Thank you so much. Tell me your definition of greatness again.
Someone that stands out, who's a leader, not a follower, and great is a strong word that can't be played with.
So tell me how you stand out, Jason. You're a leader, not a follower.
Because a lot of people in my class, they don't care about anything, or they're always like listening to rap and cussing. And I used to have like a lot of friends that were ghetto, and I realized I had to get rid of them. And I would always stand out because I would always be the only person doing something weird or doing something that no one else would do.
Something like what?
I would do crazy stuff, really crazy stuff. Like, it could be anything. Like, when we went to Six Flags, Sierra and my dad and my mom didn't want to go on some rides, and I wanted to go on a ride that a lot of people didn't want to. Or in, say, classes, there was, we had to choose, we were playing with fire, like, we weren't literally playing with fire, but with, like, matches and different powders, and a lot of people chose the easy ones, but I decided to choose the hard ones that had detail and other stuff. And for social studies, she said, do you want to do a poster, and you can go to nationals? And it's me, Cole, and Dustin that's making this poster. And so far, we've won 5-2. Like, we're almost to national.
Okay. Well, Jason, I like it because you like a challenge. You're not afraid of a challenge, and that is greatness. Because it sometimes, I just want all the junior giants, and those of you who are listening, I want you to know that you're great. You young people are great young people. There's greatness in you. There's greatness in you. God put it in there on purpose. And great. The thing is that God is great. He put himself, there's a place for God in all of us. And he put that greatness in you so that you could do things in the world. Like Dee Dee said, to help change the world. I appreciate it, Jason, that you're not afraid to try something different, because sometimes we're afraid that we're going to be laughed at because we're not doing what everybody else is doing. But God did not call you to be like everybody else. He called you to be you. And you have to find out who that is and who you want it to be. And you've got to understand that you have choices. You have a choice to be an honest person. You have a choice to be a great person. Or you have a choice to be lazy and to do nothing. It is a choice. And the choices you make will determine whether or not you're great. I believe just about all of you guys are taking some advanced classes in school. That's awesome. And I want you to understand that you can do the work. It may seem like it's difficult, but ask God to help you. He will help you every time. He will help you. All you have to do is ask him and believe that he will. And so, Jason, another way that you show your greatness, because I think your definition said leadership, and you're an older brother. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And so yes. Do you feel like your little brothers look up to you?
No.
You don't think so?
No, because like everything I say, they do the exact opposite.
Well, you know, that's just because they're little kids. But I promise you, they're looking up to you. They watch everything you do. They just do the opposite because they're little kids and they just want to do something else. But as you all grow, they're going to really think you're cool. They're going to think, you know, your opinion is going to be important to them. Because they're watching you. They're seeing what you do. And you have little brothers. They're real little now. But as they grow, this is going to change. Say that again?
Go ahead.
Oh. As you grow, that's going to change. That they do the exact opposite. Because I have an older sister, and I know when I was little, I didn't care nothing about what she said. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to do my own thing. But as we grew up, and I watched her go to college, and I was still at home, and it was important for me to watch her go to college because that helped me think about, oh, well, maybe that's something I want to do. And they're going to look up to you, and you're very smart. And just little by little, teach them different things. It makes a difference. It makes a difference, Jason. I promise that it does. Okay? So We're going to move on. That was a great report. All of you guys did a great job. And let me just do a couple of commercials here. We are Junior Giants here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Junior Giant Speaks. It is a show for kids, for children, by children, about children. We are on the air twice a month. First Saturday and the third Saturday. We are currently recruiting reporters. As you heard, these reporters do a wonderful job. We're recruiting children between the ages of 7 and 12. If you would like your children to be a part of Junior Giants, please contact us at 678-516-5570. Or you can go on the web. Our website address is www.juniorgiantspeak.com, or you can send us an email, and our email address is juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com. Okay, that's the commercial for today. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music, and we're going to come back and answer the question, what are the characteristics of greatness? Because it's okay to want to be great, you got to make sure you know what great is. So we're going to listen to some music today, and We're going to listen to one of the guests that we had previously. His name is Sean Locke. Here we go.
Hello, I know you're out there listening, thinking of a way you could change your position. And those dreams that you long left fade away, were the hopes to a brighter day. Wake up, wake up, don't play it safe. The key to your freedom is in your faith. And here's where it all meets face to face. Now this moment in time won't be erased.
One of our guests, Sean Locke, and his song, Hello, Hello. We're going to get back to our show this morning. Our show this morning is called In Search of Greatness. And we're going to get back with our Junior Giant reporters. And the question of the day is, what are the characteristics of greatness? What do you think greatness is made up of? And so we're going to go first to, let's go to Mr. Simeon. Simeon, what
yes.
do you feel are the characteristics of greatness?
Well, I think someone has to be a leader, honest, kind, and someone who is not afraid of anything, has a lot of courage.
Okay. All right. Amaya, what do you think the characteristics of greatness are?
Can you say that question again?
What do you think the characteristics of greatness are?
Smart, wisdom,
humble, intelligent, and achiever, and strong, and conqueror.
Okay. Those are all good characteristics. What about you, Dee Dee?
Can you repeat the question?
What are the characteristics of greatness?
Maybe trust.
We'll come back to you. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Jason, tell me what you think the characteristics of greatness are.
Well, I think it would have to be, like Simeon said, courage. You'd have to be a leader, not a follower, not a finished challenge. And you would have to start off with potential. You have to find your gift and keep pushing and striving for your goal.
Okay. Dee Dee, are you ready for us to tell us what you think the greatness characteristics are?
Trustworthy, friendliness, smart, helpful, courageous, that's it.
Okay, those are good. And one of the things I think someone mentioned earlier is true greatness, people who are really great are people that know God. Because since God made greatness, and he actually is what greatness is, it's important to know him and have him as the one that's leading and guiding your life. So in order for you to be truly great, it's going to be important that you have God in your life and that you are asking him, talking to him on a daily basis, not just when you want something, not just when you're in trouble, but just like, some mornings wake up and say, hey, God, how you doing? You're great, I know. Or, you know, just talking to him and having that kind of a relationship with him that you can talk to him and know that he will talk back to you in some way. There's different ways that he communicates with us. So I want our Junior Giants to continue with that. You all possess those characteristics that you just gave me. I don't want you to be afraid. Anything that you're afraid of, you can go to God and ask him for help. But I don't want you to be afraid, and I don't want you to be afraid to try new things or to step out into areas that you may not be familiar with. It's a fun thing to learn. I love that Amaya said school is one of her favorite places to go because that means she's not afraid to learn. And we're able to meet different people at school. We're able to do a whole lot of things in that world. And so don't be afraid to be the one who's doing their best or whose greatness is shining. Because some kids, they really have greatness in them, but they're afraid to let it shine out because it means that they may not fit in with a certain crowd. And when you do that, that means you're not being your best self. You're not being true to yourself. You're trying to be what you think somebody else wants you to be. But God created you to be you. No one can be you but you. And who you are is a great thing. God created you on purpose to be just exactly the way that you are. You're not too tall. You're not too short. You're not too skinny. You're not too fat. You're not too anything. You are, the Bible says, fearfully and wonderfully made. And so understand that because God has made you and because he has put greatness in you, he expects greatness from you. And so in all your dealings during your school week, let greatness shine out. Is anyone out there afraid, any of the Junior Giant reporters, are you afraid to be different at school? I really do want to hear the answer to this question. Are you afraid to be different at school?
No.
Who is this?
Jason.
Okay, Jason, you're not afraid?
No, because I've kind of been doing this all my life. I'm just naturally crazy. Like, if you were to spend the night, I'm really crazy.
Okay. And what about you, Simeon?
No.
You're not afraid to be different in school? Why not?
Well, because I'm me. I do what I do.
I like that answer. Okay. Amaya, are you afraid to be different at school?
Could you ask the question again?
Are you afraid to be different at school? Because when you're great, sometimes you're not going to be like everybody else because you have to do the things that help you be great. So that might mean that you're different. So are you afraid to be different at school?
No.
Why not?
Because I know who I am. I know who I should be and how I act and stuff.
Okay. Do I still have Dee Dee? Do I still have Dee Dee on the line?
Yes, sir.
Tell me, Dee Dee, are you afraid to be different at school?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Well, people accept me for who I am, and I really don't see any need to be different.
No.
I mean, well, not to be different.
Okay.
Sharon?
You don't need to be somebody else. You can be yourself. Okay, she skipped, so I'm assuming that's what she means. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I add on?
Yes.
Two things. First, I recognize someone in the present that's in most of my classes. Her name is April, and I think she's great because a lot of people are afraid to get up in class and present or wear different clothes from different countries that might look weird or do a lot of things that might seem weird. But if you really get to know her, she's actually very smart to me. And in the beginning of school, a lot of people were making fun of her, and now she's like one of the very popular kids, but she's still intelligent.
Okay. And that's good that you can see the good in other people. That's absolutely beautiful. Because it's good to celebrate someone else. And I want you guys this week on purpose that your greatness shine out. And actually it shines and you really don't have to do anything. But I want you to think about it this week. And it's not like I'm so great, I'm wonderful. It's not like that. It's being kind and being courageous and that doing the random acts of kindness. I loved what Dee Dee said earlier when she stuck up for the young man or the child that was being bullied. That's practicing greatness. And you're not going to just all of a sudden, boom, I'm great. It's not how it works. I appreciate Jason saying that he thought I was somebody great. That touched my heart. But every day we are all striving to do things that are best, and that's how the light of God shines through us, because when we're doing what's right, that's God in us. That's God shining out, and those are the things that makes us great. So do we have any more comments before we get ready to come to the end of the show? Anyone else have anything else to say about greatness?
Yes.
Okay.
I have to admit that I'm not afraid to stand out anymore, but when I was around second or third grade, everyone was like, used to be like sagging and all that, and I know I wasn't allowed to do that, and I felt left out.
So So when you feel left out, do you feel less? Do you feel like you're less of
I feel like I'm empty.
Like you're empty?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. And how has that changed?
Well, now I know that I realize that it's really not all about sagging and all that rap, that just be yourself and you'll find friends that like you for who you are.
Okay. So that was a journey for you. That was because sometimes we want to be like the other kids so that we fit in. But imagine Jesus, okay? Imagine Jesus trying to fit in, okay? And how much of himself would have been lost if he had tried to fit in with everybody else. And some of you all are trying to fit in, and you're losing the beauty of who God made you to be because you're trying to be like somebody else. Can you imagine if Jesus tried to fit in with the Pharisees and he couldn't perform miracles? He's the miracle worker. So if he did that, then he would be denying part of who he was, or trying to fit in even with the disciples. He had to be himself. And so it's important for all of you guys, be yourself. That's a great person to be. It's great. And right now you're of an age where you're learning who you are. You're learning the things you like. You're learning, someone said you have to find your gift. That's so important that you find out what your gift is. Why are you here? And the earlier that you learn that, the better off you'll be, because you'll be headed in the right direction and you'll make decisions that are based on where you know that God is trying to lead you. One of the places we're all trying to go is to heaven. And so it's important that you are living a life every day that's going to take you to heaven. And because that's someplace that you know that you want to go. And so I just want to encourage you, don't be afraid to be yourselves. You guys are unique, every single one of you. I love you. I like watching you grow and develop into these outstanding human beings, just wonderful. And so don't be afraid to be you. That's an important person to be. And if you're trying to be like somebody else, the real you is missing. So I never get that, the greatness of that, because you're trying to be like Billy Bob and your name is Simeon or Amaya or Jason or Dee Dee. And so don't do that. I need to know who you are, and you are a gift to the world. All of you who are listening, you young children, you're gifts to the world, and you owe them, you owe the world the real you. And so the real you has greatness in them. Anyone else have a comment?
No.
I'm assuming that silence means no.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get ready to come to the end of our show. I want to thank you all that are listening. We will be back on the first Saturday of the month, and I can already tell you what our topic is going to be. The topic is going to be me and my parents. Our junior giants are going to be telling us about their parents, and they can tell it to us any way they want to tell it to us. And so we're going to be looking forward to that on the first Saturday of October at the same time on the same station. And once again, we are recruiting for new reporters, or additional reporters. You can contact me at www.juniorgiantspeak.com. You can call me 678-516-5570, or you can send me an email at juniorgiantspeak@yahoo.com. And we're going to come to a close. All my junior giants, say goodbye.
Bye.
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 Okay, and we will talk to you all in a couple of weeks. You guys have a great week, and let your greatness shine. We're going to go out this afternoon, and we're going to be listening to another one of our previous guest, Jazzy Boy. And I forget the name of this song, but you'll love it. Have a great week. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Dance like David dance, picture this romance, milk and the honey's the land. I give them all I am, he is the great I am. No need for another friend. Oh, if they mistreat him, I'll take him like Obed Edom. Some ask him what's the reason, feel the things on him beating, to the point I was weakened. Plus, that's what I believe in. No need for nothing vegan, oh, I mean pagan. We should hold him in presidency like Carter and Reagan. Dancing to the beat of his drum, obeying the cadence. Can't fall to the snares and the plans that's coming from Satan. Promise he's coming back, he's waiting on some, be patient. If you're one of the ones he's waiting on, why are you waiting? He's buried to the backslider, so why are you faking? I once was on that train of hell, but I let my spot get taken. Don't worry, I'm still going somewhere, heaven's population. That motion's sustained right there, no more litigation. Please don't mark me as I'm absent. A fraction is all I'm making, in need of that good virtue that comes with having patience. A faithful faith that's rooted in you and becomes true by what I do. And you know we can't be shaken. Where I want to be, it's like a vacation where I'm off my feet, dreaming in and out of day. And even as I lay in sleep, to be in your presence, Lord, is better than any human can be. David danced out of his clothes when the ark was where it was supposed to be. The only thing left on him was a linen ephod. Please, God, forgive us how we are or can be. Not picking up that line every time that you call me. He who stick closer than the brother, that's more than family. Jesus being the answer I learned from my nanny. Not to forget to mention that you were sweeter than candy. But you can only be known outside of carnality. So in your presence, Lord, is exactly where I want to be.
Thank you, and goodbye.